Well, I thought creative loafing, what the ads grew to be, the classifieds, that kind of hurt the bird, whereas the bird was cost. People could pick up creative loafing for free and look for sex ads or whatever.
But Bird never made that much money from classified advertising. Yeah. We just ran.
But I mean, a lot of people I know depended on it for classified ads and the calendar to find out what was going on.
Right. And we knew that, so we put an emphasis on the calendar. But classified ads, if you wanted to run classified ad, fine.
Yeah.
But I mean, we never really pushed to expand it, so basically we had about a page of them.
Yeah.
The main advertising money for the Bird was from the rock and roll industry. And even when the paper had declining circulation, because it was the only paper the rock and rollers paid any attention to, it got almost all the advertising. And eventually that went over to creative loafing. But for the early part of the 70s, really up to about 74, 75, I mean, the Bird was rolling in advertising money. I shouldn't say rolling, but it was enough to sustain the paper.
Yeah.
When I was working there, basically half the money came from advertising, half from circulation. And it was we paid ourselves minimal salaries. I mean, the most I ever got per week was $40, which is not much. But, I mean, you could sort of live on it, one person could. But, I mean, you couldn't get married and raise a family on $40 bucks a week. You just couldn't. That's just not possible. So, not even then. But we never got it up to the point where people could make a living from it. I mean, we sort of existed in our 20s, doing this paper, but when you start raising families and whatever, you got to, get a real job.
Kids regularly.
I mean, a job that pays some money where you can, afford a house and pay for kids and all that kind of stuff. And that was not, and we were actually declining as we got older. So, in terms of the paper, we being the paper, and basically the decline was because of the lack of circulation. Circulation was declining because there weren't as many street kids out there selling the paper, and that was just not a very sustainable model. We tried various things about getting Ed Elson to with his news distributor thing, but he posed as a great liberal, but he wasn't really, and we never could work out anything reasonable with him. It was just ludicrous. Mm-hmm. And so we never got up to the point where, like, Creative Loafing is, given away at all these things. And
yeah.
I mean, they make all their money from advertising. So it's, and you look at the paper and it's like, 80% advertising,
yeah,
something like that.
It's almost exclusively.
But it's largely been that from the very get-go.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what their rates are and stuff, but, it looks like a profitable paper. Or at least it seems to be that way for the people who now own it.
Yeah. But they'll quit trying to expand it into every major city.
When they expand it to other cities, the people who lent them the money...
Mm-hmm.
The paper went bankrupt, so the people who lent them the money, they're the current owners. So when they took over the ownership, that debt was immediately wiped out because they would just be paying themselves. So the paper is profitable if you don't try to take out huge loans that you're not going to be able to just pay back. Well, that same thing happened with Oxford Books. Mm-hmm. Oxford had a great bookstore. And then... the guy who was running it decided to, he was worried about the chain, so he started taking out bank loans and putting up Oxford book stores all over the Atlanta area. I mean, he had about five or six of them. And, the book industry, you just you're not making enough money to pay back those loans.
Yeah.
And why the banks ever gave them to him in the first place, I have no idea, because it's not that profitable an industry. But he had two good stores that were really gangbusters and had a devoted clientele there and whatever, and they were making plenty of money, I mean, at least for a small businessman.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether he would be able to do that today with Amazon.com, but he could have gone a lot longer than what he did.